Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. I want to welcome you into Journey into Healing podcast. This Journey into Healing podcast is going to be produced every week for your enjoyment. And the upcoming shows you will find over at elizabethsampson.com. Come back often. Feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. And you can also follow me on Twitter at esampsonrn and Facebook. All the links will be over on my website. Now, my intention for this show is to inspire and awaken all of you to take 100% control and responsibility for your health, getting you focused and moving forward from today's medical paradigm into the new realm of wellness, where you, the individual, are the architect of your belief, the creator of your reality, and the manifest master of your health. This is the place to come to where your transformational healings begin. Universal teachings are applied and your thoughts are inspired and awakened to make change happen and shift in your world. Now, that being said, I intend to hold this space as a sacred place for divine healing and for positive thoughts and transformative change. If you stumbled upon the broadcast, please know that there are no coincidences, and these messages that you will receive here today are indeed meant for your ears. Now, I'd like to ask you to share this podcast out with your family, your friends, your followers, and all those that you will feel that will benefit from these messages that you will receive here today. And if you want to participate in the discussion here, you can call in and get in the queue at 646-564-9633. I am not promising that we'll be able to answer those calls, but if you want to try, feel free to jump in there. Now, today, have you ever wondered what a chakra specialist is? Well, you don't have to wait for very long, because today I am interviewing Sveta Ira. She is a chakra specialist and an energy healer who practices Tantra. Her mission is to teach people how to navigate life's challenges with confidence through energy healing using the 5,000-year-old chakra system. She has 14 years of experience in chakra healing, pranic healing, Reiki, dream interpretation, oil and herb remedies, and energy blockage removal. And she also teaches online groups and workshops and conducts private healings. Now, I would like to ask Sveta to join us. So welcome in, Sveta. We're so happy to have you.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Can you hear me just fine on this?
I can hear you.
Great. I was like, this is an interesting energetic experience. Well, thank you first of all for having me on this show. And, you know, I love what you bring to the what you bring to the table, because I think, you know, it's so interesting that healing is now available to anybody. I think that's what's really powerful about the modern day world. You don't have to go to the jungles and find yourself a healer. You know, it's really, we are available in a way that people can access this information that can help them empower their life. So thank you for having me. And I just want to say thank you for doing this, because I think it's an important part of getting it to everybody, wherever they are. So
well,
just want to say that.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you for joining us. And I know we have technical difficulties here on this internet thing, but this all worked out just perfectly. And I'm so very happy that you're here with us. So I want to dive right in. And I'm not sure if you're up for callers on the show, if they call in.
Sure.
Are you? Do you
sure.
think you are? Okay. Well, first of all, before we ask any callers, because, of course, there are callers jumping in already.
Oh, good.
I know. It's exciting. It's exciting. But I want you to tell everybody, especially the people that do not know what a chakra specialist is, I want you to give a background on really what a chakra specialist is, how you came about to be one, and what you do in your practice.
Sure. I love the question, because I get that from a lot of people, like, oh, what are chakras? The chakras very simply are be compared to a wheel. The word chakra means a wheel. So we have the seven major wheels, so to speak, are kind of like the blueprint of each person's body. So everybody has their chakras. It's not special to any person. It doesn't matter what religion, what culture, what tradition you come from, everybody's chakras. I myself, you know, kind of stumbled upon it when I was 19. Didn't think much of it. I was actually an atheist, which people find it very funny now. But so I get when people are not completely convinced what the chakras are affected around them has been completely life-changing. A lot of people think that it's comparable to Reiki, which is not, even though it uses the information. Reiki is slightly different. Chakras literally, like I described them, they're the blueprint of your life. And if someone has ever heard of pranic healing, it is where I started on what chakras are. So simply put, chakras, how do you know where they exist? Are they exist 6 to 12 inches from your physical body. So it's not something that you can see. So if someone were to say, well, how the heck do we know it is real? You don't see gravity. You don't see air. But they exist.
Right.
With chakras. And I think, you know, seeing isn't believing, even though that's kind of like what people want to say. But, you know, gravity, we feel the effects of gravity, so we feel the effects of energy and chakras. And I always tell people, you know, when you have been doing you've been trying everything and things are not working out for you, there's something that you're not able to see, and that is going to be in your energy body. Can anyone and everyone learn this? Absolutely. Like, it's not even something that's a secret. You can definitely learn. It's a 5,000-year-old system. And I love when you're, I was like, oh, my God, yeah, this is a very ancient practice, an ancient wisdom that is available to anyone who wants to know how to make their lives better, empowered, and really just be the flow.
Right. Now, how did you begin with the chakra system? And, you know, like, I know with myself and Reiki and everything that I do, there's a beginning point as to what jumped you forward into chakra healing. Can you explain a little bit about that?
I love that question too, because I actually thought of this, I was a non-believer, really. And so I think this actually makes it a more powerful account, because I'm a non-believer. I thought all of this was horseshit. Like, you know, frankly speaking, I was like, no. But I think what happened is I was born to be a healer. And I want to actually add something to that. I think everyone's born to be a healer. What I mean by that is that you're meant to heal certain things, certain issues, certain things when you're born on this planet. I practice as a healer in my profession. So when I you know, at that point, it seemed accidental. I was 19 and I was introduced to pranic healing. And I was shown very tangible evidence about how energy can be seen in plants, in human beings and everything. And, you know, didn't think much of it. Sort of was like, okay, that's cool. I'm Indian. So it is very much intrinsic to the culture. However, not a lot of people, I mean, I would say, are aware of it or even practice it just because, you know, it's so inherent to us. But I think what happened is I found my healer when I was 20. I've always been a seeker. So I think if you're a seeker, things will find you when you need them. So, you know, I discovered my healer who is, she's Irish born in South Africa, and she changed my life. It was the moment I stepped into her healing room, I knew like there was something really special. And frankly speaking, I think this work has saved my life because I have been through a lot of things in my life that have been very, very tough to handle and navigate. And what I loved and fell in love was that I always felt an immediate shift in my life. Like I would go for an energy healing session and I literally felt better. Right. And like I said, life has been challenging for me. It's thrown things at me that I think would have broken me down. So I love the fact that I can feel empowered. And another thing I want to add about chakras is they reduce the amount of time you put into taking care of things. So, for example, you know, there's a lot of in the holistic life coaching, you know, just healing world. I think sometimes, you know, things can get compartmentalized, you know, like it's about your health or it's about food or it's about your finances. Whereas with chakras, what I love is that it's kind of put into one place. So you have issues around boundaries, you have issues around trust, you have issues around self-esteem. That's your third chakra. And I am a modern day healer. So I don't like to spend too much time trying to figure out one issue and then going on to another issue. Give me something that I can kind of put it together. So I think chakras are amazing and learning about them is just so empowering.
Wow. Yeah. And I know, you know, working with the chakras, I'm not a chakra specialist, but working with them over the years and getting attuned to each chakra along your system gives you a place to start with healing with everything that you do. So it's perfect that journey into healing that you're here sending the message about being a chakra specialist and energy healing. So I am so happy that you can bring that to light for a lot of people that don't know what chakras are. So thank you with that. Now, I want to ask, are you still there, Sveta?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I can't tell because this board is like really crazy. We do have a caller on the line. Would you like to take a call in here?
Sure. What's this person's name?
I'm not sure. Let's find out and we'll see if it's a good call or not. All right. We're going to ask for 870 area code to pop on board. I'd like you to give me your name and tell me what your question is. Hello, are you there? 870 area code. Your name?
Jamai Kelly.
Oh,
Jamai Kelly. You're so funny.
I love
what
you.
What would you like to ask Sveta today?
Of course, me and Sveta go way back, right? We all go way back. But I do have a question, Sveta. So when it comes to chakra healing, like, do you see the energy? Like, what does that look like for you when you see the energy of the chakra? Like, how does that work?
I just want to say I love Jamai. So I'm glad you're the caller. I was like, who's the caller? Let's see, you know. Do I see energy? I think it's such a beautiful question because I think, you know, I used to ask the same questions of my healer and I was very fascinated with the process. I think it's a very, very, you know, I think mystical is the word, but really I think I hear, I see, so it's like, yeah, I see it in my third eye, I'll feel energy, and, you know, then there's always so many messages from the universe that confirm that information. So, for example, you know, I think then that's part of what I want people to learn, that, you know, you don't need to go to a healer to know what the heck is going on to get that information. So, for example, when I get the information, when I see the energy, or, you know, when I feel it, there'll be some corresponding information that will confirm it. So, for example, I'll probably see an animal that confirms it, or one of the tarot cards will come out and it'll confirm it. And then there's this, you know, the person that I'm giving the information to, they feel it. They resonate with it. They respond to it, which always pretty much confirms, like, you know, this information is correct. When I started receiving the information about, you know, people's lives and their energy and everything, it was actually pretty interesting, because I, first of all, thought this is interesting. Like, how do you even see this, or how do you even feel this? I think my most powerful moment with that was, you know, I was being shown Kali, and I think, you know, Kali showing me certain things about a few people, and there was no way for me to know that information. You know, there was like literally nothing to sort of put it in place or anything. And so I think it's scary a little bit, because you're like, well, how would I access this information? How do I do it? You know, that kind of thing. I think, however, it's available to everyone. So, you know, it's just that I was, for a lot of reasons, put into a place where I had no option but to kind of start working with this information. And I say that because it's my life purpose. So I think the beautiful part is, you know, one, anyone can access this information, anyone can receive it, and anyone can feel it. I will say this to everybody, like, you know, don't be scared, because I think people do get fearful of receiving information from the angels and the guides and, you know, who have you. I think there's a very misplaced idea of how the divine is. You know, there's a lot of fear around the divine. I actually had a client ask me, you know, I'm scared I might meet a being. And I said to the person, these beings are in a very, very expansive vibration. So this information that we receive, it comes from a very expansive space. It doesn't come from this contracted, fearful space. And I know this is kind of like a little bit of tangent, but yeah, I mean, I think part of it is receiving the information, you know, the fear that maybe the divine is going to take away something from us, or give us information that is going to maybe change the quality of our life. I think that part of thing we have to, like, you know, kind of reorient ourselves. I mean, Elizabeth, you could add something to that, but I think
you touched on something really important here, and that is with the unknown, with the unseen, that there is a lot of fear, and people do not understand energy, and a lot of people don't understand energy. They don't understand the feelings that they are feeling when they're in a session. I know for myself, when I do Reiki, I get a strong sense of colors, and I see and I hear, and I also feel, and that is translated to my clients at that time. And some come out fearful, like, I don't even know what that was, they'll say, you know, and they get scared of the unknown. But when you sit down and explain that to them, you know, you can't see the wind that's blowing by. You can't see God. You can't see these certain forces that are in our world. You can't see ourselves that are in our body. And when we explain it to them that way, they sit down and say, oh, okay, I understand a little bit more. But the fearful part of seeing an entity or whatever that they're afraid of is what, you know, what they fear, they look for a horror movie or something coming into play. You know, that's what I think that they're thinking.
Yeah.
But I have never myself come across anything like that in all the years that I have done this.
And I think, you know, it's interesting, because I think we live in a very fear-based world around everything, around the politics, around spirituality. Like, I think we live in a fear-based world. So it would make sense that even the divine you know, is kind of construed around fear. You know, and I think that to me is like the most surprising thing in my work with the divine. I mean, I can't speak for anyone else, but I can just say that Kali is considered a very scary image. Can I get into that part, Elizabeth?
Yeah, sure. Go right ahead.
Am I still alive?
Jemma, did that help the part of the question? Because we're getting into the Kali part of it, so I think that's
yeah,
the part.
Yeah, I was like, you answered the question perfectly. I was like, can y'all take me off? This is not my interview.
Okay, honey. Well, thank you so much.
I love y'all dearly.
Love you too. Thank you. Okay, Sveta, take it away.
So, you know, one of the things that when I say people work with me, there are five things that you get. One is you learn about Kali. And what learning about Kali means is learning about a force, a divine force or a divine power, the idea, the archetype, whatever you want to call it, is about empowerment, right, unconditional love, and freedom. And then the second thing you learn is about Tantra. Tantra is, again, a 5,000-year-old system, which is all about embracing your divinity through your humanity, which I find a very powerful experience. Then you learn about chakras. You learn about energy, and you learn about mantras. So, but the main thing I want to like be able to share is about Kali. I started working with Kali probably about 4 years ago in real, like really earnestly. So I've been doing energy healing for about 14 years. My business has been around for 4 years. And, you know, Kali, it has been the game changer. And what I mean by that is, you know, I was in a very, very difficult place in my personal life when I turned to her. I was in a very difficult relationship. It was pretty dark, I would say. And I think, you know, it was a moment where I think I didn't have any options. So it's not that I turned to this idea of Kali because I had options. I think I was at a place where I felt very, very desperate and I felt very alone. And right. I think I remember seeing it in a book that, oh, you know, you can work with Kali and there's this mantra. And I said, you know what, let's just do this. Let's commit to something here. Let's do it. And, you know, for anybody who might be wondering, I wasn't even making a lot of money. I was emotionally, spiritually, financially, every place broke, I think. So, you know, it's interesting because working, and then when I started doing my mantra, I did a 40-day fast, and it just ended up being the most, I mean, I in that moment of surrender, and I think, you know, whether you turn to Kali, you turn to anything else, it doesn't matter. But when you really just surrender to the universe, you just say, you know what, I don't know. I don't have a remote clue of what to do or how to function with things. I think something very powerful happens. I think the universe just says, okay, you know, let's start co-creating here. And for anybody who's ever been through things that they can't forgive themselves, or they feel like, you know, I don't even know how I ended up in this situation. I just want to say, you know, the divine is just waiting to hold you. You have to ask, though. And I think that's what it says in the Bible, you know, ask and you shall receive. I think a lot of us think we ask, but do we really ask? And, you know, in that moment, what I wanted was, I just wanted clarity about, I just wanted to figure out how to move through life.
Right.
So, and I did, you know, and I slowly started seeing changes. And I always tell people, it's not about the finish line. It really isn't. It's about getting started. And that's all it was for me. I just had to get started.
That's very powerful. That's very powerful for people to know that. It's, you know, it's about getting started, because so many people just put their feet down and they don't know where to begin. You just got to start.
And it's amazing. The universe is more benevolent, more generous, more loving than we give it credit for. And I say that because it's interestingly enough, when we shift the focus from focusing on everybody else, everything else, all the negativity, everything, to something much more expansive, something much more loving, you literally see the reflection of that. You know, one of the things that I have started to understand now is that we all make conscious choices before we enter this planet. And I think that's something that not is not very popular. It's not something most people want to hear. But you do choose
right.
your family. You know, you in that moment when you decide, and that's what's very powerful for me, and this is just recently I started getting to this point. You literally, in that moment of consciousness, when you said, I'm going to be on the earth as a human being, as a soul, you chose literally your parents. You chose your family. You chose everything. Why is that powerful?
Right.
Because you chose it, you can find out what the reason was. See, I think healing cannot be about disempowerment. And I have to say this. I think sometimes people put too much faith in a reading than in their own ability to heal and learn and grow. I'm sorry. That's like one thing that is
yes.
one of my pet peeves. And it makes me so upset because, you know, how can cards, I mean, I love the cards. I do reading. But they're just guidance. They're
yes.
not reality. They're not they're nothing really, ultimately.
Right.
Well,
but like you said, everybody has that ability within themselves. Everybody has the ability to heal themselves. And everybody has the ability to create the life that they want to live. We just get stuck in today's into the way today's society is and the way we're supposed to behave and the way that people tell us as we're growing up. So, yes, I do agree with that 100%.
Yeah, and I think, you know, part of, you know, somebody I have told someone, I was like, you know, I don't know if I want to be a personal healer for a lot of people. I think what I want to do is teach people. And, you know, they kind of were a little surprised. But what I mean by that is, I think we all need to be empowered. Part of the problem is that a lot of people think they're disempowered. I know I was, and it wasn't a
yeah.
good feeling. It was very painful, actually, to feel disempowered. It was very frustrating because I knew that I was, how do I put this? I know that, you know, I wasn't meant to be disempowered. I think maybe intuitively we do know that. I'm not sure how somebody else might view it, but we all know we want to be happy. We all know we want to be powerful, you know, whatever it is.
Right.
But it's like we don't have the tools, you know. So, connecting back to the chakras, now that's available to everybody, right? It's available to, like, you have chakras. Everyone has that. It's like kind of like air. We all breathe air. So it's like, well, we all have that. But,
right.
You know, people say, well, if that is there, then why don't I see the effect? Well, it's like this. When you come into a room and it's dark, unless you switch the light on, you're not going to see the light come on. And I think if you don't learn about chakras, if you don't know what the information is going to do for you, then you kind of are not going to be able to access the benefits of it, right? Just because it's there,
right.
It's kind of they're dormant. It's not active.
Yeah.
And the benefits of understanding your chakras are innumerable. I mean, I've had people get jobs. I've had people, I've had clients who have, like, gotten out of relationships. I've had clients whose chronic illnesses have been healed. I've had clients who, the anxiety, like chronic anxiety. What's amazing is, and I always tell my clients, you know, I say, I don't want you to work with me for the rest of your life. I really don't.
Right.
And they all laugh, you know, because it's a very interesting business model. But I don't, because that means that healing's not working. Now,
right.
granted, we might work on other issues, but I want you to go back with this and live a life that is harmonious, because I do. You know, you get more confidence. You are just thriving. It's just, and that's why I'm so passionate about it. Because I think a lot of people are disempowered because they just don't know.
Yeah. It's just giving them the tools that they need to empower themselves to move forward in their healing that they can use all the time. I know for myself, that's Journey into Healing. That's what this is all about. It's empowering people to take control, 100% control of their life and their health. You know, and empower themselves. So, yes, I agree with healers that want to empower people. I don't agree with healers that want to keep them stuck. So,
I'm glad you actually brought that up, because I do think there are people that want people to stay stuck. And I think that goes into conventional ways of healing, whether, you know, you go to a priest and you go to a that's why I was turned off with conventional ways of looking at things, because I think a lot of it is fear-based. Now, fear is a very interesting vibration, right? Because fear is very much based out of the earth's reality. So the more we are fearful, the more you keep attracting it. And it's funny because all we keep wanting to do is get away from it.
Right.
Attracting it. And fear is a very powerful vibration on this planet. You know, people will, I've had clients who have had near-death experiences. You know, I've had conversations with people with near-death experiences. And one of the things that you hear across the board is that fear isn't really a sensation you feel when you go into these different dimensions. You know, some say they experience God. So it's very interesting. Yes, you're meant to feel a lot of fear on this planet, and yet you're meant to transcend it. So just because you're disempowered in this moment, you might be going through the worst horrific shit. And I always tell people, I know where you've been because I've been there. Like, you know, and I think, you know, maybe you can add to this, but I think sometimes as healers, you know, you're not going to have the perfect life. You are actually probably going to go through more shit than anyone else because
it's so true.
Well, you know, and then I know I've judged myself where I'm like, well, I can't help anyone. Look at my life. But see, something very beautiful kept coming out of my life and all the struggles and all the, because and spirituality will never, ever take away your life, your karmic experiences. What it will do is give you the tools to handle it, you know?
Right. Yeah. And I think if more people knew that, so I'm so glad that you brought that up. If more people knew that, you know, nothing's going to be taken away. You know, you're on this path, you're on this journey in this lifetime to receive the messages that you're meant to receive to heal. And those healers, they do go through some stuff because you have to learn how to heal yourself before you can heal the others. And it's brought into being. And I think that's why we're here at this time. As you hear everybody say, this is awakening. This is where we're supposed to be at this time, bringing people into healing themselves, empowering people to take care of themselves and take control, and transcending all the fear and everything that has played up until now.
And I think, you know, part of the healing that I think I've come to is that I am now at the point where I say, you know what, your mistakes don't define you. Your mistakes actually they guide you. And I think, you know, I think being a healer or, you know, doing this practice isn't easy. It's not. It's a privilege and it's an honor. And yet there's nothing easy about it. But I think what's really empowering is that, you know, the idea. And I think honestly, at this point in where the globe is or the earth is, I think more healers are needed. You know, sometimes I've had people ask me, well, how can I do what you do? And I say, I hope everybody does what I do because, you know, honestly, the more we have, the better it is because there's 7 billion people on the planet. And it's not a fun existence for, I would say, a lot of people. And I mean, you know, I'm not saying that most people are unhappy. What I'm saying is a lot of people are struggling and a lot of people are challenged. But if they could just access the information that can put them in a place where they don't feel so broken and struggling, you know, I think, I know, for heaven's sake, I've had a lot of help. You know, I have had healers and mentors and teachers, and each and every one was so loving and so kind and, you know, gave me everything that they had. Like, there was very selfless, you know. So I had great role models. However, I do want to point out that, you know, you might not like what you find on your healing journey. I think the glamour of the benefits is only going to last you for about 20 seconds. So going back to the fact that, you know, we're talking about Kali and what healing can do, one of the things in my guided meditation from Kali was that, you know, everybody wants to be either at the start of the healing journey or at the end of it. Nobody likes the process.
Yeah. And that's true. Nobody likes the journey. Nobody likes that journey. And because there's a lot of stuff that comes up and you have to clear, and you have to clear a lot of that, those blockages that you have. And it's not fun going through it. But it every conflict, every contrast and conflict that you enters into your life is that gives you growth to move forward and heal. So I want to ask you, if you could solve one problem in the world, what would it be then? As far as healing.
Wow. That's a powerful question. If there's one problem, what could it be that I
would
want to solve?
What would you want to solve?
Kind of pageant.
It doesn't have to be hard, because I know you were talking about empowering people.
Well,
you have me
a little secret. You know what? I think the one thing would be, going back to what we talked about, would be that I would want people to stop being so fearful of living their life, living their dream, of living their life. Whatever it is, I think fear, whether it is not going for that relationship that you know is going to fulfill your job, whatever it is, I think fear is such a terrible experience to go through. It's very informative. I think fear is very informative and it's very powerful. However, it cripples so many people, you know. So I think fear would be it. I guess that's what it would be. I was thinking maybe it would be connecting to the divine, but I think when we're less fearful, we can be connected to the divine.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you there. And fear is something that we could eradicate in our lifetime, maybe, hopefully, for at least many people that are on their healing journey, if we could get rid of the fear. Because I know, like, when somebody says that they have cancer, they automatically go to the fear. They automatically go to the fear of, they don't go to, I'm going to heal myself, I'm going to get healthy. They go to, oh, my God, I'm going to die.
Uh-huh.
You know, and oh my God, I got to go through chemo or radiation. And if we could switch that, and like I talk about the new realm of wellness and getting people to focus on, when they hear a cancer diagnosis, focus on, I've got this, you know, I can beat this, you know, I can work with my chakras, I can work with energy, I can work with anything, and I can beat this. That's what I want to bring to people. So if you're going to work on fear, that is awesome.
Well, I think it's natural. I think it's natural. And the more you move, you'll become courageous. Like it's just natural. I will say this. I was vegan. I've been a vegetarian for since 8 years, but I became a vegan last year. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's only my spiritual practice that's giving the discipline. And this is not for anyone to become vegan. You don't have to change anything about yourself. For me, however, I love cheese. I love cheese. I was guided in my practice to become vegan, and that's why I embraced it. And, you know, it's been an absolutely incredible life experience for me. And I think, you know, the discipline also that I've gotten, all the things that I thought that, you know, I wanted before I really, really got into my spiritual practice, it has happened. And I just think that is what I want people to experience. I want people to experience that, you know, they can do these things that they never thought they would, whatever it is, you know. And yeah, man, fear is like a big one, you know. So yeah, I think, you know, and I love what you call the journey into healing. Like, I think it is a journey. It's not a destination.
Yeah.
It's not a destination. Like, you know, you're not just going to get from point A to point B. It'll take you a little while to get there. But it's so worth it, you know. And
right.
If you want to kind of, like, you know, maybe expand on that, like why we think it's so worth it, because I mean, we clearly are doing this for a reason, you know. But yeah, it's so worth it.
Right. Yeah. And it is a journey. You know, there isn't an end. You know, when you heal something, you move forward, there's always something else that you call upon, something else that's in your field. But like you turning from vegetarian to vegan, it comes in stages. It comes in time. you know, and it may be different from somebody else, you know, what somebody else is going through, but it's the steps on your journey that you're taking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
absolutely.
I want to ask you, what brings you joy in the work that you do?
The transformation.
The
transformation, it is an absolutely incredible feeling to see somebody who is so, again, fearful, cover that, you know what, I was not limited because of my fear. Like, I think also when people see the tangible results, their gratitude for knowing that, oh my God, you know, I'm not this limited being that I thought I was. I'm not this victim that I thought I was. I actually have options. I can actually shift things. I mean, that's what makes it worth it, because the healing journey, I mean, even for me, I don't think is the most, it's not pleasant all the time. And, you know, one of my favorite things to tell people is, you know, one of my clients always says, you don't get to hear what you want, you hear what you need. And I think that's powerful, because I'm not your friend, you know, I'm here to make sure that you're actually getting better and you're like more empowered. And what I mean by get better, just, you know, moving from where you didn't want to be into moving where you want to be. Mm. And I think, so yeah, I mean, I think the transformation is just, and I celebrate it with my clients, because I tell them, let's not just keep with waiting to get to the next part. Let's celebrate where we have gotten so far. I know they appreciate it. So yeah, it's probably the most worth it feeling from everything.
Is watching your clients go through the transformation, and when they came to you. And I believe that everybody's called to the healer that they will be healed from, you know, and that has the tools that they need on this journey. And you could go from one healer to the next healer and get the things that you need along the way. But the transformation is powerful.
And I'm glad you actually said that. I do believe that. I do believe everybody is called to the person that is going to help them get to the journey they want to. Because, you know, I always tell people, I had a friend ask me, so who's your competition? And I straight up said to this friend of mine, I said, I don't have competition. And not because I don't think they're healers that are, I mean, I have a lot of respect for the healers. And I think, you know, because I know the process, I know the journey. But I think what's amazing is that, you know, every single healer always have a person that has come to them who's attracted to me is going to be attracted to me, who's attracted to you is going to be attracted to you, who's going to be attracted to you know, other people. And but I think, you know, sometimes healers themselves forget that very basic spiritual fact.
And we all are different. We all have different tools in our tool belt, you know.
Exactly.
We all come from different areas. We've all healed ourselves from certain things or have been healed from certain things. So our journey that we have taken is so totally different. There are no two journeys that are the same. There are no two outcomes that are the same. So that being said, yes, we all call in those that are meant to work with us.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's powerful, because for me, when someone shows up with a certain area that they're really struggling with, it shows me that I grown enough that I can help them with that. And I will tell people this. I'll be like, last year we were probably going to work together. I genuinely mean that. And I say that because last year I didn't really go to things to give them the insight that I give now. You know, a very insightful thing with that is my new course that I have launched, and, you know, it's going so beautifully. It's called Sexual Mastery. It's based around the notion of using your creative life force to really create the life you want. And, you know, I wasn't ready to launch it last year. Last year, I launched the precursor called Relationship Mastery, which is also really powerful. But this year, I was ready to launch that. And the people that just came into this course were just like, we want to do this. And it's, I think, you know, there's a very beautiful saying by Lao Tzu. Yeah. yes. It says, and, you know, it's on like tea bags, it's on like fortune cookies, but it says, nature never rushes anything, and yet it always accomplishes everything. The reason I love that is I get impatient with the journey, or I get and healers do get impatient, if anyone's wondering.
Yes.
Well, I will talk for myself. I get impatient. It always helps me to remember that when a flower is blooms, and after a certain while it falls, when a caterpillar becomes a butterfly, everything is at the right moment. It's the same for human beings, you know?
Yeah.
So nothing is too long and nothing is too slow, nothing is too fast. Everything is really, and I think what I appreciate for myself outside of transformation is how much magic and sacredness and divinity exists in this universe that I don't think I was connected to before I became a healer. And I think that part, I am very, 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 I'm eternally going to be grateful for it.
Wow, yeah. Tell us a little bit, I mean, how can people get into this course if they're interested? Where can they go to find your course that you've launched? Or is it not launched?
Well, that course is closed now. However, I do have an amazing experience that I would love. I think people would love this. It's called the Soul Makeover. And I think you do know Aditi Ramchandani. She is my really good friend and all. Yeah. So we're actually going to do a live event next Tuesday in San Francisco. What is going to be cool is that it's going to be virtually available too. So if anyone's interested, it's a ridiculously amazing prize. It's only $17, you can't make it in live person, but that is a beautiful experience, a three-hour experience about learning about energy, learning about confidence, learning how to really present yourself in the world. So it's kind of like a real sort of, you know, express way into energy healing and everything. And I think, you know, it obviously brings me and Aditi together, which we are both, you know, really it's a really powerful experience. So that's going to be happening next Tuesday on, I believe it's the 29th at 7 p.m. And, you know, it will be broadcast live.
How can they sign up for that?
Oh, absolutely. They just have to go to thesoulmakeover.com. So if they go to that, they can have all the information that they need. And I will check myself if it isn't having any issues, because I know today has been a very interesting day. Yeah, it's working. So yeah, it's a beautiful page and I'm very proud of it. The virtual ticket is only $17. It's exciting because it's our first event together in SF. And I know it's going to be powerful because it's just coming together so beautifully. So yeah, if people are all interested into just getting a bird's eye view into what I've been talking about so far, I think this is a perfect place to start because it's just put together so beautifully.
Wow. That will be fun. You and Aditi together. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
And I just want to add one thing about Aditi. Aditi works with Archangel Michael, which is, you know, all about working with your life purpose and working with, you know, really being in your flow of things. So I think, in that sense, if you're looking at what is going on with your life, I think this event is going to be able to help you get that clarity, for sure.
That's perfect. Now, that's in San Francisco, you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. I'm going to miss you guys by 1 week. 1 week.
Are you
I am coming out there June 8th.
Oh, my. Yeah. We have to see each other. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to be out there for a family wedding June 8th. So,
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, if you're around, you know, we could do a scope together. That'd be fun.
Oh, my God. That'd be so fun. Yes. I'll have to message you when I'm around.
Absolutely.
And then you'll be able to do that. Ah, awesome. So I want you to tell people your website, how they can get a hold of you if they want to work with you other than this event that you're doing with Aditi.
Okay, absolutely. So you can follow me in so many different ways. You can follow me on my website. I think that's probably the best way because you get my newsletters and everything. So it's myfirstnamelastname.com. So it's swetaiyer.com. Very simple. If you guys see my name, just type it in and you can join my mailing list. And it will enter you into my free Facebook community, which is energy rock stars. And the idea behind energy rock stars is that, you know, we all deserve to be rock stars of our own life. So that's one way. The other way is I do readings on Periscope every Tuesday and Friday. And those are really powerful. So if you're kind of just like, you know, I need some direction, like really quick, you can come on there and, you know, I do readings and they're very powerful. They're always really fun for me. And if you want to follow me, you just download Periscope on your phone. And it's my handle is Sweta Iyer Healed. So my first name, last name, and then the word healed. And that's how you can start following me.
Yeah, I think a lot of us met on Periscope, actually. That's how I met Aditi and I met you and Jamad. And it's an awesome platform to begin anything, you know, and to meet a lot of healers. There's so many healers online on Periscope that give their free information and service to you and with a video. I mean, you can't ask for anything better than that, right?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, like I said, when, you know, the fact that you're putting this out there, this podcast, it's so helpful and powerful. You never know who's going to need this message. You never know who's going to say, oh my God, I didn't know that chakras was a thing. I didn't know that it's like something that can work, whatever it is, or whoever else has been on the show. I just think that's the fun part because you know, your part is showing up and putting the message out there and whoever's supposed to get it is going to get it. And I think, but you know, we do have to do our part. And I think that's why the online space is so, so incredible. It's so powerful. I don't think we have even seen how incredible it is, you know?
I know. And there's so much more that can be done with us in the future as we move forward. And now, like with this platform, with the Zoom platform that they have, Facebook, Periscope, Twitter, you know, all that stuff you could do live feeds on and bring interviews together forward so more people can learn about everything. So I chose Blog Talk. That's where I started 6 years ago.
Mm.
So I decided to come back to Blog Talk. Well, actually, I started on Contact Talk Radio, went to Blog Talk Radio, and kept going that way, but took some years off to heal. So the journey, you know, is still going for myself. And it's great to be able to help spread the message and help empower people.
Yeah.
So I have one more question for you before we go.
Yes, my love.
And this is a doozy. You may want to think about this one for a while. But what is your superpower? If you had to, you know, if you wanted to tag whatever your superpower was, what would that be?
Well, I think actually that's actually the easiest question for me. My superpower is, I think, my absolute love with Kali, my mystical connection with Kali that I think has been the most impactful, transformative, and life-changing experience. And that's what I bring in my sessions. That's what I bring to the table. I'm actually, I'm so happy you asked me this because this Saturday, I'm actually posing as Kali. I was invited to do a modeling gig and I'll be still posing as her. So I'm getting this whole outfit made. I actually just got a tattoo, which I'm dying of pain of her. I will be talking about it. I've been so busy with it. Hopefully today the sun. But so I think my superpower or my gratitude is that this connection with Kali, and you know, in the Western world they like to call it archetype. For me, it's just that this is a real force of love that is here to empower us, and I want to make it. I want to awaken that for people. Because everybody has that. Everybody has that connection to this divine force. And I believe that's what's really, you know, happening. So,
How do you spell that if people wanted to look that up? Or could they find that on your site?
How to connect with Kali or how my super
friend? How to connect with.
How to connect with her. I do have a page on Kali. I'm actually going to be putting more information about her. So actually after this weekend, there'll be a lot more information about her on my website, because I'm going to update it with the pictures. So I will give a heads up to everyone. When you see the image of Kali, she shocks you. It's a very shocking image, and it's meant to shock your senses, because Kali works on literally clearing out the ego, which is what limits you. She works to clear out your limitations. So, you know, when the topic came up about how I was going to pose as her, she doesn't wear clothes. She wears severed hands as her skirt and severed heads as her garland. It is a shocking image. However, what I wanted to do was keep the authenticity. And, you know, if people see my picture, I have purple hair, and, you know, now I'm going to get a tattoo. But see, I think healers have to be relatable. Healers have to, yeah. I mean, you're not sitting on some kind of high horse and saying you're better than the other person. And, you know, frankly speaking, I don't want it to change my lifestyle in the sense of, like, I still want to be able to be human. One of the inspirations that came from my meditations were that I decided I was going to wear a red color sari. So Kali's color is red. And there is an actual YouTube video that I did a class on about Kali. I think that's a really great place to start learning about her. So it's a red color sari. And I am getting it customized, printed, and designed for this event. And I actually think that's something I'm going to carry on in my website. So if you guys want to, like, wear, you know, a Kali collection, like, say you want to wear a Kali dress just because it'll be fun, you can get that from my website. It's just not going to be available, like, for the next month. But, yeah, that's something I'm going to do this Saturday. Yeah. So the YouTube video, like.
Yeah, YouTube. How do you get, what's your handle over on YouTube?
Same thing, Sweta Iyer Heels.
Mm-hmm. Heels. That's awesome. I'm going to definitely check that out, because I would like to learn just a little bit more. I love to learn. And seeing how she is your superpower, I would love to learn more about that. So I want to thank you, Sveta, for coming on and sharing all that you do with everybody. And if anybody would like to connect with her, please go to svetaira.com. And it's Sveta Iyer Heels on Periscope, right? And on YouTube.
And actually, I'm just checking my YouTube to make sure, because I think I was trying to make sure I have everything. So actually, it's just Sveta Iyer on YouTube. So
on YouTube. Probably
heels part out.
Awesome. All right, Sveta, if you can hang on for just a second, I'd like to talk to you as I wrap up the show. I'm just going to put you on mute for a minute, okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Sveta, and we'll see you very shortly. Okay, everybody, I am so happy that you were here to learn a little bit about chakra, what a chakra specialist is, and about Sveta Iyer, and the places that you can contact her over on her website at svetaira.com. So if you want to learn more about activating your healing genes and turning off those illness genes, I want you to come on over to elizabethsampson.com. You can sign up for a free discovery call. However, as I said, I will be away for pretty much a majority of June. So you can book that after. You can follow me here over on Blog Talk Radio on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Follow my blog on my website at elizabethsampson.com. And I want you to remember to take 100% control of your health, and remember that you hold the keys to your healing, and it depends on which road that you choose to travel. So this is Elizabeth Sampson signing off until next week, when we will be interviewing Pooja Chawla, and it will be at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So we'll see you next week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Lovely. Thank you.
Oh.